Welcome to Lessons for Success with organizational psychologist, author, daily radio talk show host, and professional speaker, Dr. Joseph Michelli.
At the risk of sounding like I lived in the time of dinosaurs, I must confess that I used to look forward to the annual television broadcast of The Wizard of Oz, or my seasonal opportunity to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas, or It's a Wonderful Life. Now, I know I'm getting old because I almost uttered my father's well-worn phrase, "Those were the days." For those of you too young to remember, once upon a time, in a land not so far away, there were only three major television networks and no VCR-type technology or corner blockbuster stores. Movies like The Wizard of Oz could not be viewed on demand. Instead, they would appear on a network once or twice a year. As customers, our desire to watch a particular movie was sacrificed, in some cases, 364 out of 365 days a year. But then came technology. Beta recorders yielded to VHS. Laserdiscs came and went. Cable and satellite channels beamed into our home, and now movies are available for me on my video iPod to be viewed when and where I want. As a customer, I seldom have to sacrifice a day of watching The Wizard of Oz. In fact, I could interrupt this broadcast now and sing a rousing chorus of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but I won't, because that would require you to make a merciless sacrifice. All of this talk about on-demand products and services is simply a setup for us to look at what customers, or for that matter, family and friends, sacrifice to interact with us. What compromises must they make to do business with you and me? Before you say, my customer has to sacrifice absolutely nothing, I am among the most flexible people you'll ever meet. Well, let's look more deeply into the concept of customer sacrifice. To do so, we'll peek behind the golden arches of McDonald's. As you're probably aware, Coke is the number one soft drink brand worldwide, largely thanks to being the fountain soda provider in McDonald's stores. Diehard Pepsi drinkers must sacrifice their preference for Pepsi when they dine at McDonald's. That means these Pepsi loyalists purchase no beverage at all, find a less than ideal McDonald's alternative, or pass by Ronald McDonald altogether. While I can't imagine the supplier contract that exists between McDonald's and Coke and the negotiations that have gone on to secure the exclusivity of that partnership, I am aware that Coke and McDonald's partnership produces customer sacrifice. For the longest time, McDonald's was willing to work with Coke in such a way that supported that sacrifice. But in the words of Bob Dylan, the times, they are a-changin'. McDonald's has quietly started offering non-carbonated beverages made by Pepsi at some outlets. McDonald's had exclusively sold Coca-Cola products in its restaurants since 1955. As part of a pilot program, McDonald's will begin selling Pepsi products in bottles, cartons, and cans, and not as fountain drinks. According to industry analysts, McDonald's move comes as health-conscious consumers have decreased consumption of carbonated beverages. Beverage makers who once relied heavily on carbonated soft drink sales also have put more focus on water and sports drinks as consumers have begun to favor drinks that are perceived to be healthier. Industry watchers say the decision to expand drink offerings is a smart one for McDonald's executives, who likely realized that a lack of variety in their beverage choices could drive consumers elsewhere. I think the challenge for most of us in business is to reduce customer sacrifice while not offering so many choices to customers that it produces an inventory nightmare or overwhelms the customer with options. Take new car buying packages, for example. When purchasing a new car, most of us could literally select every feature, picking everything from exterior color to sunroofs. But most of us go to a dealership and make a choice from existing inventory, choosing either a base model or some upgrade LX or EX type package. We may then select a few dealer added upgrades. The packages themselves have bundled together the features most desired by customers into a few select offerings, minimizing sacrifice and streamlining choice. Why don't you take some time with your team and think about the sacrifices your customers make and what you can do to help those customers have a reasonable array of choice where they otherwise would have too many or too few choices. Sadly, I have to run. The Wicked Witch is about to melt, and my Pepsi is getting warm.
For more resources and information about leadership, communication skills, change management, and the use of humor at work and home, please visit www.josephmichelli.com. That's www.josephmichelli.com. Until next time, may your life be filled with abundant laughter and success.